Learn that.
І я вивчила це.
Now, I was just recently in
Melbourne.
Melbourne,
Australia.
I told you about Melbourne.
Я вже вам розказувала насчет Melbourne.
While I was there,
поки я був там,
the Lord told me what to do.
Бог сказав мені, що
робити. How to get it to rain.
Як, щоб пішов дощ.
That's supernatural information.
Це сверхъестественна інформація.
He wanted me to function like a son.
Він хоче, щоб я функціонував як сон.
So while I'm going to sleep at night,
я ложусь спати вечером.
He said, "Hey, Jeff."
Він мені говорить: "О, Джеф."
You're a son.
Ти син.
You're my representative in Australia.
Ти мій представитель в Австралії.
Why don't you do something about the rain?
Я хочу, щоб ти щось зробив насчет дождя.
Really? What do you want me to do?
Да, серйозно, ти хочеш, щоб я зробив?
He said, do something about it.
Зроби щось насчет цього.
And he told me what to do.
І він мені сказав, що зробити.
The last night,
самим останнім вечором,
of the event,
цього служення,
I was praying.
Я молився.
It was a Sunday night service.
Це було воскресіння вечором.
Probably 175-200 people only.
Може, около 200 людей.
Most of the people have gone to the conference.
Основні з них вже були на конференції.
And a lot of them had gone home.
І вже багато уїхали домой.
There was still about 200.
Ну, може, десь около 200.
And that night,
і в той вечір,
we were in the presence of the Lord.
Ми були в присутності Бога.
Just like we start every night here.
Ми так починаємо кожне служення здесь по вечерам.
And the Lord started highlighting, started giving me names.
І Бог почав підчеркувати мені імена.
And he had me call out David.
І він мені почав, я почав
називати. Giving me names, David and Sarah.
Сара.
David and Sarah. David and Sarah. I said, is there a David here? David stood up.
David.
Said, yeah.
David встал.
My daughter is Sarah.
Мене зовут, у мене дочка
Сара. He was there with his wife.
І вона була місце, він був місце з жінкою.
But his daughter was Sarah.
Його жінка.
She was 18 years old.
Звали Сара, їй було 18. Я її не було на служінні.
I began to prophesy over David.
Я почав пророчити
David. Walked up to him and I began to prophesy over him.
Я к ньому підійшов і почав пророчити. А насчет його дочки.
I said, this is what's happening with your daughter.
Я сказав,
this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. The enemy's been trying to do this and this and this and this, but God has put his angel around her. And this is what's happening with Sarah. Both his husband and wife, David was weeping. His wife was weeping.
And
it was just like bang on, you could just tell. They were just weeping over their daughter. As I'm prophesying, the Lord starts giving me numbers. I see a 0,
4, 1, 9.
And I said, the Lord's giving me numbers. And I'm seeing a telephone number. And I started speaking the numbers, 0, 4, 1, 9, whatever it was. I can't remember now because I can't see. It was like, just write down 10 digits. And I said it 3 times. I said it again. And then I said it again. The man began weeping in the back of the room. David's weeping. He said, I can't believe that. He said, that's my daughter's telephone number. She's in Wellington, New Zealand right now. I invited her to come to this meeting. She said, Dad, I can't go. I'm just not in a good place. And he said, don't worry. The Lord's got your number. The Lord's got your number. God gave me her 10-digit telephone number. He called her on the phone. They're both weeping. 10-digit phone number. Her name. His name. God's got her number. It broke out in the meeting that night. First name. Last name. Brother's name. Specific condition. The power of God came into the room. People were being healed all over the room. That's the function of the word of knowledge. And I'm telling you, God's restoring it to the church. He's restoring it to the hungry. Could I function in that 5 years ago?
No.
But we're starting to function in it now more and more. Because of practice. Because of spending time in the secret place. Because of the anointing of the Lord. Learning how to work the word of knowledge. How to move in the word of knowledge. That's going to happen more and more. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, Paul said, listen, tongues are great.
Павел говорит, вы знаете, языки это замечательно. Но я хочу, чтобы вы больше пророчествовали, чем просто говорили на языках. Когда вы говорите на языках, вы говорите Богу.
And it edifies, and it only builds up your own spirit.
Выстраивает вашу собственную веру.
He said, if a non-believer walks in your door,
И когда если неверующих зайдет и вы все будете говорить на языках, он посмотрит на вас, он скажет: «О, вы ненормальные».
You're all mad.
Вы все просто, у вас крыша поехала.
But
no.
If they walk in,
если они зайдут,
and someone walks up to them,
и просто к ним
starts moving in the word of knowledge, or the word of wisdom,
или мудрость,
starts prophesying over their life, and it says the secrets of their heart are revealed, says, will they not fall down on their knees and worship God, saying, God is in this place? Paul said, I would that you would all prophesy.
Я бы хотел, чтобы все пророчествовали, говорит Павел. Чтобы вы все пророчествовали. Бог восстанавливает церковь. Служение в дарах и функционирование слова знания, слова мудрости.
Now, I'm going to give you an example.
Я вам дам пример.
I'm going to give you an example of what, probably one of the most
пример,
incredible
Павел
words of knowledge I've ever found in the Scripture.
Такой замечательный,
go ahead and stand up for a minute.
Пример слова знания, который я только нашел в Писании.
Just take a 30 seconds, shake yourself out.
Возьмите 30 секунд, просто поупражняйтесь немножко, повибрируйте.
We've got a half hour yet.
У нас еще осталось полчаса.
Take a little bit of a break, move around, get the blood flowing.
Позвольте, чтобы ваша кровь начала циркулировать.
And I'm going to share with
немножко
you this.
Поупражняйтесь, и я поделюсь с вами этим.
Okay, we good?
Хорошо. Как вы себя чувствуете?
You guys getting anything out of this?
Вы что-то из этого получаете?
Okay.
Хорошо.
Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 9.
Первая книга царств, 9 глава.
I'm going to share this with you.
Я хочу с вами здесь поделиться.
And then we're going to recap and probably close.
И потом мы, наверное, уже
and I'm going to get back to the hotel
and
get ready for tonight.
И хочу приготовиться на вечер.
Tonight I'm going to be teaching on,
сегодня я буду вечером учить.
I think.
Я думаю.
I think I'm going to be teaching on faith for creative miracles.
Вера для чудотворения.
The release of creative miracles.
Чтобы высвободить.
And we're going to see what the Lord does tonight with creative miracles. So I just want to make sure that we're ready for that tonight. I want to make sure that I spend plenty of time in the Spirit of God for creative miracles tonight. Somebody. Hallelujah. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
First Samuel.
I'm sorry, did I say First Corinthians? Don't listen to me. I'm in another place right
you
now.
You said First Samuel first.
I know, it's Samuel. It's Samuel.
It's Samuel, good.
Yeah, I was thinking about something completely different.
Первая царств, 9 глава.
First Samuel chapter 9.
Первая царств, 9 глава.
Okay. There are Samuel functioned in an incredible word of knowledge.
Самуил функционировал в замечательном слове знания.
He received 16 words of knowledge.
16 слов знания.
In a revelatory encounter.
В своем общении с Богом.
They were very accurate.
Они были очень точны.
As he was relating to Saul.
Те, которые откровения были
right before Saul was anointed king,
Саула, перед тем, как
the first king of Israel,
стал царем, первым царем Израиля.
And it starts in verse 15.
С 15 стиха.
It says, "Now a day before Saul came,
и Господь открыл Самуилу за день до прихода Саула,
the Lord had revealed to Samuel in his ear."
Он ему открыл Самуилу.
Now stop there with me.
Остановитесь здесь со мной.
And if you look at Isaiah,
если вы посмотрите в Исаии,
let me see if I can find this real quickly. This is Johnny on the spot.
Книга пророка Исаии.
Isaiah chapter 51.
51 глава.
Rather, I'm sorry, Isaiah chapter 50.
50.
Starting at verse 4.
Четвертым стихом.
Says that the servant of God
что служителя Божьи.
The Lord God has given me the tongue of a disciple.
Господь дал мне язык мудрых.
As one who is taught.
Чтобы я мог словом подкреплять.
That I should know how to speak a word in season to the weary.
Чтобы я знал, как говорить слова по сезону изнемогающим.
And then it says.
И там это говорится.
He awakens my ear morning by morning.
Он пробуждает ухо мое.
He awakens my ear to hear as a disciple. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I have not been rebellious, nor have I turned back. So look at it again. It says the Lord God has given me the tongue of a disciple. As one who is taught.
Тот, который научен.
That I should know how to speak a word in season.
Чтобы я знал, как говорить
to him that's weary.
По сезону тому, кто себя подчиняет.
It says, for the Lord wakens my ear morning by morning.
Господь пробуждает, открывает мое ухо. От утра к утру.
Now this was a prophecy about Jesus.
Это было пророчество насчет Иисуса.
It's about God gave him the tongue of a disciple.
Бог дал ему подобно
учащимся. So that he would know how to speak a word to the weary.
И он знал, как говорить слова согласно
сезону. He opens my ear.
Для изнемогающих.
Say, God, open my ear.
Бог, открой мое ухо.
He opens my ear to hear.
Он открывает мое ухо, чтобы слышать.
He opens my ear morning by morning.
Он от утра к утру открывает.
While I'm laying in my bed.
Пока я лежу на
своей кровати. While I'm waiting.
Пока я жду.
While I'm in the secret place.
Пока я в секретном месте.
God, come and talk to me.
Господь приходит.
Waken my ear.
Пробуждает мои.
Give me the tongue of a disciple.
Дает мне.
Come and stand next to me, Lord, and talk to me.
Господь, приди.
Come and talk in my ear, Lord.
Говори в мои уши.
Waken my ear, Lord.
Пробуди мои уши.
I want to hear.
Я хочу слышать.
I want to see.
Я хочу видеть.
So that I can know.
Чтобы я знал.
So I can be an effective minister.
Чтобы я был эффективный служитель.
This is what Jesus did.
Это что Иисус делал.
So Samuel says.
Самуил говорит.
In 1 Samuel chapter 9. Verse 15.
It says
that a whole day before Saul actually even came.
За целый день до прихода Саула.
In a prophetic encounter.
Пророческом общении с Богом.
Samuel received a supernatural revelation.
Самуил получил сверхъестественное откровение.
God saw every. Samuel saw everything that was going to happen to Saul.
Самуил видел все, что произойдет.
The day before it happened.
За день, как это произошло.
Verse 16.
16 стих.
This is what Samuel said.
Что Самуил говорит?
Tomorrow about this time.
Завтра в это время.
God told Samuel.
Я Бог сказал Самуилу.
I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin.
Я пошлю тебе человека из земли Бенджамина.
And you shall appoint him to be the leader over my people.
И ты помажешь его в правителя народа моего.
Here's Saul coming.
Саул приходит.
King Saul.
Царь Саул.
God's telling Samuel, I'm going to send you King Saul.
Бог говорит Самуилу.
He's coming from the land of Benjamin. He's going to be the leader over my people. He shall serve them. Or he shall save them out of the hand of the Philistines. So here's three things already. Tomorrow I'm sending a man. You're going to anoint him as leader. He's going to save the people from the hands of the Philistines. Verse 17. When Samuel saw the Lord, the Lord told him, there's the man. There's four things. There he is. Here's the man. You're going to anoint him. He's from the land of he's going to save the people. There he is. The man whom I told you about, he's going to have authority over my people. Verse 20. Saul was looking for the donkeys.
Saul искал своих ослиц.
That were lost from his father's house.
Которые потерялись из его.
Chapter
5.
As for the donkeys, you lost 3 days ago. Don't be thinking about them, for they are found. There's two more things. Verse 23 says, Samuel took the cook. There was a cook that came to make portions. Bring the portions which I gave you.
И говорит, ту часть, которую я тебе сказал, отдели.
What I said to you that you shall set aside.
Чтобы ты поставил ее, отложил.
These are all words of knowledge that God gave Paul.
Слова gave Samuel. Мудрости, которые Самуил получил.
Verse chapter 10.
в 10 главе.
Then you will go from there and you will come to the oak Tabor, and three men are going to come up to you at Bethel, and you will meet them there, and you're going to carry them three kids, carrying three loaves of bread, and a skin and a bottle of water. God's talking to Samuel. It's an ongoing word of knowledge. Ongoing supernatural information. God's telling Samuel what's going to happen. And it continues to unfold in front of him. Verse 4. It says, they will greet you. They will give you two loaves of bread, which you shall accept from their hand. After that, Samuel, you will come to the hill of God, where the garrisons of the Philistines is. And when you come to that city, you're going to meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place. They're going to have harps, tambourines, flutes, lyres, and they're going to be prophesying. He said, then this is what's going to happen, Samuel. God's telling them all these things that are going to happen. He said, then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily, and you will show yourself to be a prophet with them, and you will be turned into another man. God saw all these things happening for King Saul. There were 16 different specific words of knowledge that God revealed to the prophet Samuel about what was specifically going to take place in King Saul's life. And this all happened the day before Saul actually got there. Now, who believes that you can receive that kind of information? This is Old Covenant. This is Old Covenant. This is Old Testament. This is the Old Covenant, the Old Contract. We've got Christ in us. The wisdom of the ages living in us.
We should be
able to function in much more accurate, detailed information. Jesus functioned in the word of knowledge.
Иисус функционировал в слове знания.
When he was talking with the woman at the well.
Когда он говорил у женщины, с женщиной у колодца.
He talked with her about her situation.
Он полностью сказал ей её ситуацию.
And she was a Samaritan.
Она была самаритянка.
And she was surprised that he was even having a conversation with her.
И она была очень удивлена, потому что она даже
ещё начала с ним разговаривать. Why are you talking to me?
А вообще почему ты со мной разговариваешь?
I'm a Samaritan.
Я самаритянка.
Samaritans don't have any dealings with Jews.
А мы вообще не сообщаемся.
Jesus said, if you knew who I was,
о, Иисус говорит, если
you'd be asking me for living water.
О, я есть. Ты бы меня попросила живую воду.
He had that whole conversation with her.
И он там продолжал беседу с ней.
And then finally he said, go call your husband and bring him.
О, найди своего мужа и приведи его сюда.
She said, I don't have a husband.
Она говорит, у меня нет мужа.
Jesus said, that's right, you
а
don't have
говорит,
a husband.
О, это правда.
Because you've got five husbands.
Потому что у тебя их было
and the man that you're living with now is not your husband.
Он не муж тебе.
And then she said, oh, sir, I perceive you're a prophet.
О, господин, я вижу, что ты пророк.
And he continued to have dialogue with her.
И они продолжали диалог.
But she went away happy.
Yeah,
she told the whole city about Jesus. And a revival broke out in her city. Because of the ministry and the function of the word of knowledge. I'm telling you, we need to learn how to move in the ministry and the function of word of knowledge. And I believe that, that there are, you know, we have people back home right now that are a part of our ministry, and they go on treasure hunts. We train them to go on treasure hunts. What they'll do is they'll go into the campus, or they'll go into a mall. There'll be 10 or 15 of them, and they'll sit around. And they'll ask the Lord to give them information. Little nuggets about people. And they'll get like, oh, there's a man with a bag of shoes. Someone will write that down. And somebody will say, I see a man, his name is Edward. And someone else will say, well, he's got a red shirt on.
У него красная футболка.
And he's got a broken arm.
У него поломана рука.
And another person said, well, I'm getting this, and I'm getting that, and I'm getting that.
И они все по очереди получали части, детали, информации.
They get all these little nuggets of treasure.
Они получили эти маленькие части.
Then they'll go looking for the man.
Сокровища. И они посмотрели на
человека. They're going to the mall and start looking for the guy.
И они начали искать этого человека, который.
And they're looking at every guy that's got a red shirt.
В супермаркете.
A broken arm.
У которого должна быть красная
рука. I'm telling you what, most often they find the guy. The guy was carrying
человека.
A bag of shoes.
У него была.
He's got a red shirt on. He's got a broken arm.
Красная футболка.
His name is Edward.
Поломанная рука.
And they say, we want to pray for you. Look at God, how God gave us your whole profile. Can we pray for you? I'm telling you, without fail, the guy gets healed. People get saved. Because they're practicing the word of knowledge. Now, doesn't that sound like fun? I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit works with people like that. And they love it. People are coming into the kingdom. Do you smell that aroma again? I'm smelling the smell that aroma come right now.
Я начинаю чувствовать аромат благоухания.
It's the same smell as the other night.
Тот же самый запах сладкий такой.
You smell that? The sweet smell is coming again. It's a sweet smell again.
Такой распространяется.
Telling you, the Lord is pleased when we ask Him things like that.
Бог получает удовольствие, когда мы просим о таких вещах.
Maybe one of these times when we come back.
Ко многим этим вещам мы
we'll
еще
do some of these things.
Учением.
Maybe I'll bring a team with me.
Может, я приведу
and
с тобой
we'll
команду.
Go do some of these things. We'll go do a treasure hunt.
И мы пойдем тоже.
And we'll get together and we'll start putting into practice the function of the word of knowledge.
И мы начнем тренироваться и практиковаться, как функционировать.
You guys like to do that?
Вы хотите сделать?
Start functioning and practicing and doing those kinds of things.
Тренироваться.
So listen, we can cultivate.
Послушайте, мы можем
and we should cultivate.
И мы должны взращивать.
The Holy Spirit wants us to ask Him.
Дух Святой хочет, чтобы мы просили Его.
These are gifts.
Это дары.
Of the kingdom of God.
Царство Божье.
These are gifts.
Это дары.
Keys.
Ключи.
Treasures.
Сокровища.
That God wants us to employ.
И Бог хочет, чтобы мы
стали сотрудниками.
Do you think that
He won't work with you? He will work with us.
Если вы будете работать с Ним, Он будет работать с вами.
Doesn't that sound like fun? You guys want to start doing some of this stuff?
Вы хотите что-нибудь сейчас прямо делать, начинать?
Telling you, the church will grow. Miracles will begin to happen. We need to start laying on every hands on everything that moves. Start laying hands on people that, I mean, in the malls, in the streets, Starbucks, you know, at the grocery store, the gas station. My son travels with Jeremy. My youngest son, Philip,
he's
22 years old. Jeremy said he's one of the craziest guys.
He's
a big guy. He's about 220 pounds and he's all muscle. And he'll walk up to people and say, man, Lord wants to heal you.
Он подходит к людям и говорит, Бог хочет исцелить тебя.
People are afraid, like, okay.
Люди начинают пугаться, говорят, окей, хорошо.
He just kind of roll up on somebody and say, come on, man, God's going to heal you right now.
Речит и говорит, иди сюда, Бог прямо сейчас исцелит
тебя. And people get healed on the streets.
И люди исцеляются на улицах.
We need to start learning how to do that.
Мы должны
radical faith.
Как начать
the working of the gift of miracles.
Работать в дарах.
The working of faith. How many want to function
веры.
Like that?
Кто хочет функционировать?
I want you to stand to your feet.
Так.
Can I have some music on?
Ноги?
We have some music on.
Пожалуйста, включите музыку.
God wants us to work like this.
Бог хочет, чтобы мы работали.
He wants us to work in these realms, and He's.
В этих сферах.
So this is what I want to do.
И что бы я хотел.
I want you to repeat after me.
Я хотел, чтобы вы повторили после меня.
So I want you to repeat after me.
Повторили после меня.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say Jesus.
Иисус.
Lord, we want to employ.
Господь, мы хотим трудиться.
We want to work.
Мы хотим работать.
The gift of the word of knowledge.
В дарах слова знания.
Help us to understand.
Помоги нам понимать.
Help us to start moving.
Помоги нам начать двигаться.
In the word of knowledge.
В слове знания.
It's in your secret place, Lord.
В твоих потаенных местах.
The secret place of the Most High.
В секретных местах, где наивысший.
Those who dwell in the secret place.
Те, кто вселяется в потаенной
комнате. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Они покоятся в тени всемогущего.
Lord, waken my ear.
Господь, пробуди мои уши.
Put your hand on your ear.
чтобы я мог слышать.
God, waken my ear.
Господь, открой мои уши.
Morning by morning.
От утра к утру.
I want to hear.
Я хочу слышать.
I want to know.
Я хочу знать.
Speak to me, God.
Говори ко мне, Господь.
Speak supernatural information.
Сверхъестественную информацию говори.
First names.
Фамилии,
last
имена.
Last names. Specific conditions.
Специальную
информацию. God, I want to be able to reveal these things.
Я хочу, чтобы ты открывал эти вещи, Бог.
God, use me.
Используй меня,
to
Бог.
To move.
Чтобы я двигался.
In the word of knowledge.
В слове знания.
In the word of knowledge.
В слове знания.
In the word of knowledge.
В слове знания.
In the name of Jesus.
Во имя Иисуса.
Hallelujah! Come on, give Him praise.
Воздайте ему славу.
Andre. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Спасибо, Иисус.
Обнимите друг друга, сэр.
Let's hug each other, church. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Идите отдохните.
Let's take some rest.
Приводите сюда больных сегодня вечером. Если у кого-то проблема, звоните, тащите. У нас больные заканчиваются. Они все...
Because we don't have much sick people left.
We don't have a lot
everybody
of sick people anymore. We need, more. Bring some more.
Принесите больше людей, которые вы знаете, что больные, потому что у нас все больные уже израсходовались.
Да. Бог будет делать
больше нету, все исцеленные.
Хорошо, увидимся сегодня
we'll
на 7.
See you tonight at 7.
С Богом.
Be with God.